This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gujarat this evening on a three-day visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Viravel in Gir Somnath district. This Parv marks 1,000 years since Mahmud of Ghazni's invasion of the Somnath Temple in the year 1026 and 75 years since his post-independence restoration in 1951. The ongoing Somnath Swabhiman Parv at the first Jyotirlinga in Gujarat is not just a spiritual gathering but a celebration of India's ancient scientific wisdom. The observance has been conceived not as a remembrance of destruction, but as a tribute to resilience, faith and civilizational self-respect. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that the pivotal role of the country's youth is essential in shaping the nation's future. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Mandavia said the dialogue encourages the young leaders to contribute solutions in areas such as technology, entrepreneurship, governance, sustainability and social development. Speaking on the occasion, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal urged the youth to develop decision-making ability to become a leader of developed India in the future. He underlined that the greatest strength of a leader is making the right decisions.
Young people have to make both small and large decisions in their daily lives. And as you grow, you will be the ones making these decisions, ranging from minor matters to major ones. India will certainly become a developed nation. With the speed and momentum Prime Minister Modi has given it, the country is now in an auto mode and will achieve development.
The three-day event, which commenced yesterday, will conclude on the 12th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed that self-reliance is pivotal for the nation to emerge as a global powerhouse. He was addressing the National Convention of the Maheshwari community in Jodhpur today. Mr. Shah highlighted that the use of indigenous products will make the country self-sufficient and self-reliant. He also emphasized the importance of promoting native language. He said that youth should learn and speak other languages as well, but must never forget their mother tongue.
I request everyone that as much as possible we should insist on using indigenous things. Every trader should decide that if there are things made in my country, then I will trade only those. This indigenous is the other side of self-reliance. And along with indigenous, my request to many young friends and parents sitting in front of me is that speak whatever language you have to speak for progress in the world. Learn whatever language you have to learn. There is no objection to speaking and learning as many languages as you want, but speak with children at home only in Marwadi and Hindi.
World's leaders have condemned Iran's violent crackdown on protesters as nationwide demonstrations continue to flare up across the country. In a joint statement, the foreign ministers of Australia, Canada and the European Union lauded the bravery displayed by the citizens of Iran and urged the regime to stop using lethal force and respect the right to peaceful protest. The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 opened today in the national capital. The nine-day book fair brings together over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. The event was inaugurated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. During his address, Mr. Pradhan said, "Books are carriers of knowledge that bridge generations, preserve the memories of civilizations, and give direction to the society." And that is the end of this news bulletin.